Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. And now it's time for Who Smarted. Psst, hey, Smarty Pants, let's play a little thinking game. Right now, I want you to think about this. What are some of the things in life you know for sure will happen? For example, seasons will change, so will the year. Birthdays will be celebrated, and certain sports teams won't win a championship again.
And the kick is no good! Oh, the New York Jets lose again!
And of course, there's the sun and moon. You know they'll both rise. You know they'll both set. The sun will shine all day, and most times, the moon will shine at night. But every now and then, the universe throws you a curve, and something unbelievable happens.
The kick is good! The New York Jets are Super Bowl champions!
No, not that unbelievable. I'm talking about something in the cosmos, Smarty Pants. See if you can figure out what I'm talking about. First, the day goes dark. Or the moon turns red.
Ooh.
So, what do we call this event? Is it A, an equinox? B, an eclipse? Or C, celestial hide and seek?
8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come!
If you said B, an eclipse, you're right. Now, tell me, Smarty Pants, what are the different types of eclipses? Yep, there are eclipses of the sun, known as solar eclipses, and eclipses of the moon, aka lunar eclipses. And of course, there's total eclipses of the heart.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Today, we're just going to focus on solar and lunar eclipses. Both have impacted world events and science, and with the right protection, they're both wondrous to see.
Ah, yes, and I see something in your future.
And you are?
I am Virgo, seer of the skies, sorcerer of the celestial, and I have a vision of darkness.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're describing.
The sun, the earth, and the moon will align.
Yep, still talking about an eclipse there.
And there will be many bats, and squirrels will freak out.
What now?
Crickets will chirp, butterflies will disappear, and there will be snake shadows.
Okay. What do you think, Smarty Pants? A lot's been said as to what could happen during an eclipse, some of it quite strange. So what's real and what's made up? How have eclipses rocked our world? And where can you see one?
Now or in the future?
Both. Get ready for another whiff of science and history on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up, everyone. We've been smarting lots of fun on Who Smarted?
Okay, first of all, Virgo, you remind me of someone, a certain fortune teller from our Weather and Groundhog Day episodes.
Ah, yes, that's Virga. She's my second sight cousin. I am Virgo. She's a little more out there than me.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Smarty Pants, if you've seen a total lunar or solar eclipse, consider yourself lucky. Neither one happens often. During a total lunar eclipse, the moon turns red, while during a total solar eclipse, the daytime sky becomes completely dark. Smarty Pants, answer this. What type of eclipse do you suppose happens more often? If you said lunar eclipse, where the moon turns red, you're wrong. Total lunar eclipses happen about every 2.5 years, while solar eclipses happen every 1.5 years.
Ah, yes, but solar eclipses are more difficult to find. You must be able to divine the future, like me. And my cousin, also my aunt and great-great-grandfather.
Or you know a thing or two about objects in space. Smarty Pants, tell me this. Exactly what is an eclipse?
Easy. A dragon swallows the sun. And a jaguar attacks the moon.
Oh boy, not even close.
Wolves? Mountain lions? Demons shaped like avocados?
Nope, no, no, definitely not.
Wait, I see it now. The sun will be gobbled up by a big black blob.
No, nothing is eating the sun or attacking the moon.
Are they a smooching?
Nope. In fact, even if they wanted to share a kiss, they're nowhere near each other.
Oh, okay. How about this scenario? I see angry, ancient, mythical gods punishing humans with the sun god abandoning us forever! Or at least for a few minutes.
I get the feeling you don't study much science.
Definitely not. But hey, I could be right. After all, the word eclipse does come from the ancient Greek meaning abandonment.
That's true. And in fact, all of those things, from hungry dragons and squirrels to a sun-moon romance to angry mythical gods, were things people used to think happened during a solar or lunar eclipse.
Whoa.
But that's not what's really going on, Smarty Pants. Can you shed some light or darkness on what's actually happening during an eclipse? Is it A, a star briefly loses power? B, a space object falls out of orbit? Or C, a space object moves into the shadow of another space object?
It has been foretold that the sun will tire and lose power.
Yes, but not for billions of years. The answer is C.
Oh.
With a total lunar eclipse, a full moon moves into the shadow of the Earth. The Earth blocks the direct sunlight that had been reflected by the moon. Instead, the moon can only reflect sunlight passing through the Earth's atmosphere. During a lunar eclipse, the moon appears red because Earth's atmosphere filters out other colors. With a partial lunar eclipse, only part of the moon enters the Earth's shadow. Unlike total eclipses, partial eclipses are actually very common, as they happen at least twice a year.
Ah, so not so dark and threatening.
Nope.
Sorry, didn't mean to scare you.
As for a solar eclipse, that happens when the moon moves between the Earth and the sun, casting a shadow on the Earth. A total eclipse makes the sky as dark as night as the sun is blocked. Partial eclipse does not. With that, the moon doesn't quite line up with the sun, and part of the sun's surface appears to have a dark shadow. Another type of eclipse, called an annular eclipse, happens when the moon is farthest from the Earth. Because the moon doesn't fully cover the sun, a ring of light appears around it.
Like a glowing, angry ring of fire.
Sure, why not? Tell me, Smarty Pants, which of these two eclipses, the lunar or the solar, is safe to look at? If you said lunar, you're right. Staring at a solar eclipse, just like staring at the sun, is very, very, very dangerous for your eyes. Fortunately, there are special glasses you can get for looking at a solar eclipse safely. Now, tell me this. Which type of eclipse lasts longer, solar or lunar? If you said lunar again, you're right. A solar eclipse lasts several minutes, while a lunar eclipse usually lasts a few hours.
And while only a small part of the Earth can see a total solar eclipse, a total lunar eclipse can be seen by half the planet.
Hey, that's right, Virgo. And because we always know the moon's location, we can predict when these eclipses will happen.
Knowledge is power.
Right again. For example, explorer Christopher Columbus once used his knowledge of an upcoming lunar eclipse to strike fear in the people of Jamaica. While in the 1800s, a Native American who knew a solar eclipse was coming used it to rally his people against foreign settlers. Sometimes an eclipse that was not predicted had a lot of power too. More than 2,000 years ago, there was a war between two groups of people who lived in what is now Turkey and Iran. These people fought and fought and fought for 6 long years, and they were just getting ready for another battle when suddenly day became night. Shocked by this ominous occurrence, both sides quickly agreed to a ceasefire. Historians now believe a solar eclipse likely ended that war.
Yes, yes, now you see the power of how eclipses can rock the world.
They can rock science, too. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle studied a lunar eclipse and, from the circular shadow, determined that the Earth is round. Astronomers studying solar eclipse records from ancient China were able to determine that the Earth's rotation slows by a tiny fraction of a second each day. And Albert Einstein became a world-famous scientist after astronomers studying a solar eclipse found evidence proving Einstein's theory that the sun's gravity could bend light.
Ah, but there's still much mystery surrounding an eclipse, like snake shadows. Come on, Trusty. Admit solar eclipses can get a little weird.
Yes, some strange things do happen, especially during a total solar eclipse.
Aha! Told ya, smarty pants, beware! And bring sweaters and bug spray. Am I right?
Sort of.
Tell them. Tell them.
I will, right after this quick break and a word from our sponsors. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at iXL, you don't have to go it alone. iXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. iXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that. A tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used iXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the iXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because iXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, iXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to iXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust iXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when you sign up now at iXL.com/smarted. Visit iXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. iXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at iXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals arrive at your door, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right. With Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted. Hey, Smarty Pants, do you have a flashlight? If you do, it's pretty easy to make an eclipse happen right at home. Of course, you might want to get a friend or family member to help. Simply point your flashlight at an apple or baseball, or something around that size and roundness. Then get another, smaller object, like a marble or a grape, and move it to the dark side of the larger object. Now you see how a total lunar eclipse happens, with the flashlight being the sun, the apple being the earth, and the grape being the moon.
Whoa.
Ah, but what about a total solar eclipse?
That's a little trickier. Tell me, Smarty Pants, how can the moon fully block out the sun? A, the moon must be the perfect distance from Earth. B, the moon and sun are the exact same size. Or C, any object passing in front of the sun blocks it out.
What? You must never let an object come between you and the sun.
Actually, that happens all the time, and we don't even notice it. The skies don't go dark when Venus or Mercury pass between the Earth and the Sun. So that tells us that C is not the answer.
Well then, the Sun must be the same size as the Moon.
Smarty Pants, is that even close to being true? No, of course not. The Sun is ginormous, much, much, much larger than anything else in our solar system. Its diameter, which is a straight line through its middle, from one edge to the other, is 400 times the diameter of the moon. But the sun also happens to be 400 times farther from the Earth than the moon. So, thanks to the moon's perfect location, answer A, in the sky, the moon appears to be the same size as the sun. Because of this, the moon can block out the sun. Scientists say if the moon were just a little smaller, or farther away, a total solar eclipse would never happen.
But one will happen, and when it does, there will be many bats and mosquitoes and upset squirrels.
Smarty Pants, what do you think? True or false, a total solar eclipse affects animal behavior? The answer, surprisingly, is
true.
Yep. During a total solar eclipse, some animals act as if it's suddenly nighttime. Bats will fly out and hunt for food. And some mosquitoes will start biting, so bring your repellent. You might hear crickets chirping night songs during the day, while butterflies might briefly disappear.
What about squirrels? What about squirrels?
What do you think, Smarty Pants? It seems squirrels seem to get bothered by eclipses too.
They're going crazy.
Of course, not all animals are affected. Apparently, cows don't care.
Oh, and remind them to bring a sweater.
Oh, that's right. With no sunlight, temperatures drop.
Plus, shadows get strange. Tell them.
Yes, snake-like shadows have been known to slither over the ground right before a total eclipse. And scientists aren't sure why. And when the sun is partially covered, you might see little rings of light and crescent-shaped shadows all over. So don't just look up during an eclipse. There's fascinating stuff down below, too.
But if you do look up in total darkness, you'll see twisting ribbons of light.
Those are from the sun's outer atmosphere, the corona. And remember, always use your special eclipse sunglasses.
Yes, so when is the next eclipse? Shall I consult the moon?
You're better off just going online and getting that information from scientists. There's a total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024. After that, the next one to travel across the United States will be 21 years later in 2045. Total solar eclipses will hit Greenland, Iceland, and Spain in 2026, parts of Africa in 2027, and Australia in 2028. As for total lunar eclipses, most of the world can see one in 2025 or 2026.
Here's to the power of the eclipse.
You know, Virgo, you're a man after my own heart. A big shout out to our buddy, Leland, in Belmar, New Jersey. We're so glad you love listening and smarting with us every night, especially to the episodes on space. We hope you had a blast with this one. Thanks for being part of our Smarty family. This episode, Eclipses, was written by Dave, Total Eclipse of the Beaudry, and voiced by Jonathan Regier, Adam Blocks Davis, and Jerry Colbert. Technical direction and sound design by Josh, Don't Stare Into the Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max, Here Comes the Sun, Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian, Spaced Out Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Colbert. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.